Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello?
It's 420.
Hello? Hello?
And this is Betty.
It's 420.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello? This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello? This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jive. Well, howdy doody there.
But it looks like you're sitting in the dark over there. Did you guys have a power outage over there in the Chicago studio just before we went on air?
It does look like we're in emergency.
There we go. Yeah, all I saw was your face illuminated by the screens and that light in the background.
What? You know, we have trouble with lighting around here. The camera doesn't like certain things.
I see. Well, you know, sometimes that does happen with cameras. You know, it's
right?
They can be hit and miss. You know, so I try to.
Wow.
The one I got for some reason is great, and I don't even.
You
know.
Did good. You
I don't remember.
Did good.
I don't even think I'm the one that bought that. I think my husband got it, and he didn't want it, so he just gave it to me, and I'm like, no, this thing is fantastic.
Like, your reds are reds, your greens are greens, your purples are purples, and your blues are blue. Really nicely.
Yes,
and that
right?
was cyan.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it was showing cyan.
It showed cyan.
Wow.
Exactly. So anyway, this is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
Well, hey, everybody. It's Joe, also live, but I'm in Studio B in Chicago.
Wiki, wiki, wick, whack. Betty here. I am your premium lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 294 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, March 4th, 2024. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and Chiantha Radio. Visit www.chiantha.org. That's chiampa.org. When you're there, click the menu, click programming, then clicky-clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. By the way, if you happen to accidentally find yourself at buttholer.com, well, guess what? You'll arrive at our doorstep.
You sure will.
Ha ha. Ha ha. Anyway, subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now, damn it. All right, let's get cracking with the TP segment. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Well, that was exciting.
You got it, Anthony.
Yes, thank you, Betty. Thank you. So, another...
That was exciting.
It was exciting. Another show, another couple of weeks have passed. Well, we gave you a break last week because you had a lot going on. So, it all works out. And,
yeah, it was something last week.
That's, yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Hey, it's all good. So, now we are... Me, on that hand, is... starting to
yeah, how are you
a,
doing over there in Florida land?
All right. We're doing all right. We're about ready to sneeze, though, because it's pollen season right now.
Oh.
Yeah, I forgot to put that in my list, but it is definitely allergy season.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's kind of bad. There were, like, times where, you know, I would just, like, be scratching my eyes because they itched so bad. And, yeah, It was
Are you
something.
Noticing any changes in your skin dermatologically, or whatever however you say that word? Like, is your skin extra dry or is it extra oily?
I generally suffer from eczema. I've always suffered from eczema, but I don't know. It's hard to tell. My My skin is always oily anyway because it's always usually hot and humid here. So, you know, it's kind of a hard one to tell. You know. But yeah. And looking for work. Starting to post for jobs up there.
Nice.
Yeah. So
didn't you tell me offline like a dozen?
About a dozen or so, yeah. Took a look at about a dozen or so. And
now is this through a service or did you go individual?
I went individually, through Indeed. I went through Indeed.
Oh, okay.
And,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. It was a good little resource to kind of go through. And yeah, you know, it works out well. It works out very well. So I don't know. You know, I apply and we'll see what we get.
Did you say you lied?
No, I said I applied and we'll see what I get. Yeah, not I lied. I applied. Apply and let dry.
Yes. As an employer, I've used Indeed. And this is coming from a Craigslist kind of land.
Okay.
I'm just posting a general ad in a specific group, say. Indeed, it didn't really yield anything different, I'll be honest with you. I felt like I get pretty much the same people.
Yeah, I guess it depends on, you know, what you're looking for. Within the IT and professional industry, Indeed is very popular. So I guess it all really depends on what you're looking for. I don't know. It's like, I don't know, maybe. It depends on what you were hiring. But, I don't see a lot of postings for restaurant or you know, I see hospitality posts, but not for like, a lot of the restaurant positions. Like you don't see positions for wait staff or busboys or cooks or line cooks or stuff like that. You see for like general managers and house managers and shit like that, but you don't see. I think a lot of the lower level jobs on the restaurants. I'm sure maybe they're in there. I just don't look for them. I wasn't searching for them. So
right.
But I don't know if that really would be a resource if I was going to go get a, you know, a job waiting table.
Well, let me tell you, they do exist.
Yeah,
they do exist.
Oh, good. Well, I mean, but apparently you don't get much of a luck out of them.
No, we just stick to the Craigslist because it's it's not necessarily a matter of quality. It's just duplication because people duplicate. They post in multiple places and, you know, because some may be on one and not on the other and they don't want to have to tailor it to each particular service. So just have a general template for all of them.
No, I'm right there with you.
So what you smoking these days?
Oh, I am smoking Titan Express today.
Ooh.
Yes,
it is. And is that a hybrid?
It is a sativa, surprisingly. I've really been kind of, other than sleepy time weed, I've been kind of pushing myself towards sativas lately.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, so have I.
Oh, sweet.
Good. I'm glad you're enjoying your what
I
is
am.
It called again?
Titan Express.
Titan Express.
Yeah,
like a rocket ship.
It does. I've had it for I've gotten it over the past few weeks, so I've kind of adjusted to it, but it's nice. Unlike these headphones, which are a nightmare to adjust sometimes. It's a nice weed. It doesn't make me tired or anything, so that's always good. Because sometimes a sativa can, surprisingly, I've noticed sometimes can actually knock me out. And if it doesn't knock me out, it might like make me sticky where I don't want to do anything. Where I'm like, okay, I'm fine on the sofa, and that's all we're going to do tonight. You know, so sometimes, you know. But this one actually works out pretty nicely. So yeah. Titan Express, it works out quite nice. And, you know, it's a nice little...
Makes it a nice social kind of weed.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So, and what about you, Joe? What about you?
Well, it's been unseasonably warm here in Chicago. I'll kind of allude to that in our forecast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although the next few days, I think, are going to kind of go back to normal. But this past weekend has been like 50s, 60s, and today 70s.
Wow. Wow,
just
yeah.
Really weird. It's bringing out a lot of the bugs already.
Welcome to Florida. I mean, that's kind of where
I'm
we sat.
You,
we sat most of winter there, and then now we've hit like we were at 80 something today. We hit 80 something today.
Give it 20, 25, 30 years, and I think we're going to start seeing a lot warmer summers and more
humidity. Oh, yeah. Oh, probably. Exactly. It's going to move its way upward.
Yeah. But I've been switching it up. I'm smoking a sativa, the blackberry.
Okay.
Basically, it doesn't, you know, sometimes it does give me the silliness, and it more gives me the silliness if I'm actively seeking out the silliness.
Yeah, sometimes you have to look for the silliness, and, you know, sometimes if you sometimes don't want the silliness, you just let it go. And it doesn't get you, you know? There's ways.
Some are super silly, but that's besides the point. The other one I'm smoking tonight, which I'll probably have in the after the break, is Gas Station Sushi.
Yeah, I was curious. Now, have you already smoked some of that? Because I know you were talking about earlier. So what is your experience with that? What do you think about that?
Well, Gas Station Sushi, it makes me feel relaxed, that's for sure.
That's what I get initially when I think
of
gas station sushi.
I don't get spots in my eyes.
No spots in your eyes. That's also good. That's a plus.
You know, I don't get jaundice.
No jaundice. We don't want jaundice. Jaundice is bad. Yes.
But it's a nice mellowing kind of effect. And
good.
We'll go with it. And if I'm feeling silly, it'll give me that extra oomph for silliness. But it's a high content of THC. It's almost 28%.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is that's a pretty nice.
So, Anthony, nice do we got any voicemail?
Actually, we do, believe it or not. Yeah, so let me dust off the phone here. And maybe. Maybe not. Hold on. There we go.
Yay.
What is the password?
I don't know.
It's been so long, I kind of forgot, you know? Oops.
Oh, no!
Let's try this again. Let's try that.
You have one new and three old first message.
Hello, this is Stitches.
Oh, it's Stitches.
Hey, Stitches. After trying to purchase some Punch Punch. And with this product update, it appears Punch Punch is no longer available, more likely not to return.
Punch Punch is good. I did put
my name in the registry at my local dispensary that if it does come back, to please send me a notification.
Hey.
I would ask for a moment of silence.
Moment of silence.
But considering the good times I've had with Punch Punch and my fellow friends, that would be inappropriate. So I will close. This is Stitches.
Thank you, Stitches, for the product update report.
May you all have a green day.
Isn't she lovely?
Press three for goodbye.
Thank you, Stitches, so much. Much appreciated.
That was awesome. That was a great report.
Yeah,
we need more of those.
Stitches, do give us more reports. You know, I mean, Stitches is kind of actually new to the marijuana scene. And so I welcome Stitches to contact us back regularly about Stitches' experiences with different types of strains. But yeah, Punch Punch was, I think it was Move, but one of the local dispensaries carried a gummy product up, and it was Mike Tyson was running a line of gummies. And things. I think he had other things, but gummies. So, and one of them was called Punch Punch. Or I think it's called Mike Tyson Punch Bites or something. But we called it Punch Punch because it was silly. You took one of those and you waited about a half hour and you were like, it was a good, solid giggle fest. And unfortunately, they just don't carry it anymore. I don't know if it's just one of those products that went away, but it doesn't sound like it's going to come back. But anyway, again, thank you, Stitches,
Thank
you, Stitches.
And guess what, folks? You can get in touch with us, too. You can visit our chat room, which is open right now at Shyampa.org, or our phone lines. They're always ready for you. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 on your cellular mobile phone.
Yay!
Or slim single line with last number redial.
That sounds exciting.
Anthony, what you got for us in the Weed Corner?
All right. For the Weed Corner, our first story tonight comes from ABC 11 out of Raleigh, North Carolina. The Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians have set an opening date for North Carolina's first marijuana dispensary, which is set for April 20th. Back in September, tribal members voted to approve the adult use of marijuana on tribal land without a cannabis card. Oh my goodness, I hear myself. This means purchasing marijuana is open to all adults, not just people with medical conditions that marijuana can help treat. The dispensary will be in the tribe's old bingo hall on US 19, near Harris's Cherokee Casino and Resort. This is west of Asheville. All right. So our next one comes from the National Institutes of Health. And I don't know if you've seen this, but definitely something to consider. Frequent cannabis smoking may significantly increase a person's risk for heart attack and stroke, according to an observational study supported by the National Institutes of Health. The study, published in the Journal of American Heart Association, uses data from nearly 435,000 American adults and is among the largest ever to explore the relationship between cannabis and cardiovascular events. The study, funded by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, part of the NIH, found that daily use of cannabis, predominantly through smoking, was associated with a 25% increase in likelihood of heart attack and a 42% increase likelihood of stroke when compared to non-use of marijuana. The researchers evaluated the association of cannabis smoking with self-reported cardiovascular outcomes, including coronary heart disease, heart attack, stroke, and a composite measure of all three. They adjusted for the participants' use of tobacco and other characteristics, including their age, sex, race, body mass index, obesity, diabetes, physical activity levels, and social and economic status. So, yeah, something to keep in mind.
Yes. Well, I haven't smoked cigarettes in a long time.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, yes, I do huff on the puff a few times a day, but, you know, so be it.
I definitely feel less congested than when I smoked.
Oh God, yeah, I don't feel congested or any.
Well, I generally feel congested things. Because my allergies are consistently under attack down here. But other than that, cigarette smoking inflaming. Oh yeah, no, the cigarette smoking was like you could feel it, and it's like it's funny, and that's actually how I get when I smoke the vapes. When I smoke a vape, I feel the same way. I get that it's like I feel like an elephant on my chest. It's like I get that if I smoke too much of a vape, it just starts just feel like it's just kind of hanging out in my chest. This, we're gonna hang out here, and we're gonna say we're gonna take a holiday up here in your chest, and we're gonna be happy with it.
All righty, well, Anthony, are you ready for our are you ready for our today's fun
fact? I am ready for anything.
Well, did you know, Anthony, that baconed beans are not actually baconed beans?
They're not baconed.
In the UK, the dish is usually stewed in sauce. Ugh. On the other hand, canned baconed beans are cooked through a steaming process. Bottom line, baconed beans are rarely ever baconed.
What about Boston baconed beans?
I'm sure they're not baconed either.
I want a refund. I demand a recount.
They probably use liquid smoke or they use powdered smoke.
Ugh. Which I haven't had Boston baked beans in a long time.
Wow, wasn't that interesting?
That
though,
was
folks?
So exciting.
That was, today's fun fact. And just remember, the more you know, and you'll only know by the listening to the John Anthony Show. Well, let Roger do this.
I'd say we got a robot coming up here, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. There you are, Roger.
Out of whack, Roger. Wow. Well, anyway, this is your National Day moment. For today, well, it won't be today, if you're not listening today, and today is March 4th, 2024, and oh boy, it's National Sons Day, Marching Music Day, ooh, National Grammar Day, ooh, National Hunger G.I. Day, ooh, and what all you pastry people are salivating all over the floor over,
ooh,
it's
like
National Pound Cake Day.
Pound cake's delicious.
Let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that poops out grammatically correct pound cakes everywhere, which somehow causes the bigger wheel to spin.
That sounds
spin,
exciting.
Spin.
I like that.
No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. Twiddle away, Joe.
I'm twiddling.
And push
I'm
the
twiddling.
Button, Anthony.
All right.
Look at me. I'm twiddling.
Yay. that wheel.
I can't wait to see what we got for the story tonight.
That one. It's the exhausting wheel. Oh my god, there we go, yeah. Finally. Alright, tonight our random story comes from Click Orlando and tells us about a Florida man who was aspiring to new heights. In a release, deputies said law enforcement was called to the 1300 block of Rodine Road in Hillsborough County around 7 p.m. on Saturday after reports about a man climbing a cell tower. Deputies identified the man and responded to the site where the man was climbing back down after live streaming on social media. After he reached the ground, he was taken into custody, the sheriff's office explained. Aviation and body camera footage released by the sheriff's office shows the encounter on the ground. No additional information was provided, including the man's name or any potential charges he may be facing or why he was carrying massive amounts of moose poop. I don't think that was in the original story. Anyway, hang tight, folks. We're going to go ahead and take a 2-minute break here, and we will be right back.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashbacks.
Here's big news. With Sears' great low prices every single day throughout the store, you'll find outstanding values like never before. Imagine an AT&T 465 memory telephone, now only $49.99. That's a great low price on a great AT&T phone with the features you want, like 32-number memory speed dialing, line-in-use indicator, and lighted dial buttons. So get to Sears for the AT&T 465 memory telephone, now at the fantastic price of only $49.99. Check it out at Sears, where you get your money's worth and a whole lot more.
Tonight, make dinner special.
It's happening all around the house, right about now.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I know my family, and when they'd like a snack, they'd like a Triscuit wafer.
Great with cheese.
Or with a dip.
Neat with jam. Or just by themselves. And they really are good. Triscuit wafers, they're made from 100% natural whole wheat. And that's good, too.
A Triscuit, baked only by Nabisco.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Go ahead and cue Betty.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John DuBose and many other fine shows we carry on Cheyenne Radio. Be sure to visit Cheyenne.org, that's CHIAMPA.ORG, for our complete broadcast schedule, and much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
And before we get to the news, Thrust by our very own Chip Skipper, edited by the OnCrack Chicago News Team, led by Dick White, it's time for your Cheyenne Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not mostly cloudy at 70 degrees. The dew point is 58, giving us a wind chill of zilch. The humidity is at 66%. Winds are howling out of Joe's butthole from the south at 15 miles per hour, gusting to 28. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, check your butthole flaps. Showers and thunderstorms likely, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 a.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. Low around 41. Gusty butthole alert. Breezy with a south wind, 10 to 20, becoming north after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 a.m. Then a slight chance of showers between 9 a.m. and noon. Cloudy with a high near 43. And there's a continued gusty butthole alert. It will be breezy with a north wind 15 to 20 with gusts as high as 30. Chance of precipitation is 40%. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 42. North-northeast winds 10 to 15 with gusts as high as 20. And that's your Chicago weather forecast. Okay, Anthony, press that flashing any key with now even with more even blah, 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 with more fiber.
And now for the news.
I forgot to remind you.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. What are we looking for?
All right, Crunk
hold
Night.
Hold on. This will be.
This
will be our transitional music. No, we're going to make this work. Hold on. We're going to make this work.
I need some wine.
Don't we all sometimes? We need to find the network drive. That's what we need to do.
We need to find the network drive.
There we go.
These are the fun things in life. One of these days, I'll just have push buttons on my screen.
Push buttons.
Look at that.
Push buttons.
Oh, yes. Sigh. So, Anthony, you know?
No, I don't
know. These are the things we do. Because chemistry is boring.
We do many things.
I think we've lost it. We've lost it, folks. And this is a report out of Albuquerque from KRQE. A lawsuit claims a New Mexico teacher brought swords to school to have students fight one another in the classroom. It also claims the fights were caught on camera, and now the family of a student who was injured by one of the swords is suing.
Of course.
Instead of hearing a teacher's lesson in Volcano Vista chemistry class on May 2nd of 2022, attorneys say you would have heard swords clanking as students take each other out in a makeshift classroom arena at the instruction of their teacher. It was a total shock, said one of the attorneys representing one of the students' families.
My goodness.
What isn't shocking is what happened next. A student got a major cut on her wrist and ended up in the emergency room. Not only did this teacher and school system not protect this child, but they actively put her in harm's way. Actively created this danger and put deadly weapons right into these students' hands.
My goodness.
And exactly what could be reasonably anticipated, you know?
I mean,
in
you
a
know.
Fucking chemistry class. What the hell? Did this like this class just become gothic all of a sudden?
Sure, why
chemistry
not?
Was Well, family of the injured student is now suing the public system of wherever they're at, so and the teacher.
Albuquerque.
Yes, Albuquerque. Crazy. You know, Anthony, this guy now might be onto something.
Does he have a heating pad, too?
Well, close.
Oh, goody.
He has his own branded app.
Oh, my.
Reporting by Gizmodo. I'd never really done this online dating thing, Los Mayors said. Mayors, an app developer living in Brooklyn, had met all of his previous partners in person the old-fashioned way. But last summer, his ex broke up with him, and newly single, he decided to give online romance a shake. Mayers spent a month on Hinge. He got advice from his friends and tips about profile photos, spent all day writing personalized messages, and even tried paying for a premium account. But by the end of it, all Mayers found was disappointment. It felt like the apps just weren't meant for me, he said. But Mayers is a builder, and he thought of a novel solution. He made a dating app. Just for him. Literally for him and no one else.
Sweet.
It's called Flirt with Loss. There's no algorithm recommending an endless stream of polished photos. There are no super likes to consider. The app doesn't try to sell you subscriptions when you run out of swipes. There aren't any swipes to begin with. There's only one profile to choose from. You open the app, type in your Twitter or Instagram username, and there he is.
Oh my.
It's a picture of Mayers with two options, flirt or Pat. Flirt with Loss is worth a download if you're single. You just might find the love of your life.
Oh, boy.
The internet promised to bring us together, but 30 years in, it seems like it's driving us apart. For so many, the apps and devices that fill our lives are alienating things, even while the web offers an unprecedented kind of interpersonal connection. Dating apps are a prime example. Millions of single strangers are looking for love online, but more people than ever before say it's hard to find a date. But in a world where technology draws up strange, unwritten barriers between us, Flirt with Loss goes into a different direction. It's a kind of direct one-on-one connection that almost no other app can offer you, because there's only one person on there. But if you hit pass, it brings up a photo of the guy crying and asks you to try again. When you hit the flirt button, and it's hard to resist, it brings up a series of prompts. It's like you give him your vibe. You know, there's a few little phrases like, hit me up someday, blowing much, magic on point. If they aren't to your liking, you hit refresh and it generates more.
I see.
Mayors wanted to eliminate the stage fright that comes with a blank text box. I just want you to pick something that resonates as flirty and interesting. It doesn't have to be about finding the perfect words. It's just a moment of connection. And you know what, Anthony? This is what's going to happen. You're going to see a lot of this. You're going to see a lot of celebrities probably having these apps just for themselves.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure at some point, generically, you'll be able to make them for yourself, and you'll be able to be an app on your Google Play Store or Apple Store.
It's got electrolytes. It's what plants crave.
Ooh, I have something I'd like to write in the air, too.
I see you do.
So, have you ever used FlightAware or FlightRadar 24?
Actually, no, I have not.
It's a fun app. You can look at helicopters flying overhead, airplanes flying overhead.
Okay.
And, well, this guy, reporting from Gizmodo, said that artists are painstakingly dedicated to their craft. So I have no other option than to take off my imaginary hat for the pilot that toiled for 6 hours to draw a penis.
Wow.
With the word see ya in the sky.
Wow.
It is said that artists are painstakingly dedicated to their craft. So, you know, this is just crazy.
Yeah, apparently.
It was created by a pilot flying a Diamond DA-42 plane and spotted by Flight Radar 24, an online flight tracking service. I use Flight Radar 24 a lot because I'm wondering, like, what is that thing flying over my apartment?
What's flying overhead?
Right? And it'll give you, as long as it's broadcasting a specific type of signal. It's not clear who was piloting the plane anyway, but the unknown artist quickly developed a fan base online.
My goodness.
Wow.
Yes. Well, and that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the very lovable Chip Skipper and his on-crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe.
You're very welcome.
This segment was brought to you by Dollar Miscellaneous. Hot Buffalo Sauce suppositories are now available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Call us at 813-327-8566 or send us an email at playus@chiampa.org. Just do it. This week on This Way Out, serving up life lessons at a Detroit Chinese restaurant, and in the news, Canada's security agency warns of looming anti-queer violence, Russia's riot police continue their hysterical reaction to alleged LGBTQ propaganda, Tennessee enacts marriage equality restrictions, Virginia's marriage protections await the governor's signature, Montana's new anti-trans rules are as unconstitutional as the old ones, and Seattle bar raid protesters join Washington strippers in support of their rights. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Chiampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 2 minutes after we reattach Roger's arms.
Woohoo!
You are listening to Chiampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know? In a deck of cards, the King of Hearts is the only king without a mustache. Or how about Monopoly is the most played board game in the world? Did you know that the opposite sides of a dice always add up to 7? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
It's time to play Sale of the Century. It's just
a matter of time before I leave this pickle-lub zone.
I've become a pickle-lub zone. I've become a pickle-lub zone.
Yes, I've become a pickle-lub zone. Yes, I've become a pickle-lub zone.
What the hell was that shit? Joe, have you been hitting the bong again? Hey, Betty here. I've been programmed this time around to say you are listening to Shyampa Radio. Tune in Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern for your two favorite lovable stoner idiots, Joe and Anthony, as they do their live, The Joe and Anthony Show. Be sure to head on over to Shyampa.com for other great programming too that we recast on Shyampa Radio.
Hey, my name is Joe, and I'm one of the hosts of The Joe and Anthony Show here in Chicago on Shyampa Radio. This year, I've been spreading the love with a whole lot of laughs and getting to know the people that I make laugh. Next year, I hope to continue to do that same thing, giving you something fun to laugh about, because right now, this world needs a lot of laughter and love.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznat
from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Welcome back. Thank God it's today. Yay. Up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverages, my fellow biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news.
Mine's empty. I need to repack mine, but now I gotta do the news. I can't.
Take it away, our lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe. You're welcome, Anthony.
All righty. Well, before we continue, it is time for
Roger.
Oh, my God. Robots, calm the hell down. Jesus. Take it out. Take it outside. Take it in the green room. Jesus. I'm trying to do the weather here. It's all about the weather. Before we continue, it is time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently partly cloudy and 77 degrees. The humidity is 64%, the dew point is 64 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, we are going to see mostly cloudy skies with a low around 66. On Tuesday, we'll have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1, mostly cloudy with a high near 81. Tuesday night, a 50% chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a low around 68. On Wednesday, we'll see a 50% chance of showers and storms, partly sunny with a high near 78. And on Wednesday night, we're going to have partly cloudy skies with a low of about 65. And that's it for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay. It's time for some crazy Florida news.
Yay.
I pushy button. There we go. Tonight. I have an empty bowl right now. It's difficult. Tonight, our first story comes from CBS Channel 12 News out of West Palm Beach and reminds us of one of our favorite pastimes of Floridians, calling 911. According to police records, Daniel was taken into custody after calling 911 at 9:30 in the morning on February 5th to report that he was suffering chest pains. While at the scene on Autumn Trail Drive in Palm Beach Gardens, the responding Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office corporal learned how many times Daniel had allegedly made similar calls more than 50 times in 2024. So in the past 3 months, not even 3 months, 2 months, really. And that was, well, that was February 5th. So really in the past month, he had made 50 calls to 911.
So he is obsessive compulsive.
Well, it gets a little more interesting than that. A nurse at the Palm Beach Gardens Medical Center told the investigator that the suspect comes through consistently and typically claims to be suffering from chest pains. Daniel usually does not have a medical emergency and is frequently released immediately, she continued. The nurse claimed that Daniel uses cocaine and the drug makes him anxious. She urged him to quit. The suspect replied that it was too much fun for him to stop. A firefighter who repeatedly was part of many of the responses told the sheriff's office that Daniel was taken to the hospital by emergency crews 6 times in the 2 days leading up to the arrest. He reportedly went on to note that how often Daniel would be released from the hospital so quickly that his unit had not even returned to service from the call. Daniel was booked in the Palm Beach County Jail on 3 counts of unauthorized use of 911 services with a cost of over $100. He is being held on $50,000 bond for each count.
Wow.
Yeah, so 50, yeah, that's a lot. That's quite a bit.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
All right. Yeah.
So don't call 911 unless you absolutely need to.
No.
You know, I don't call 911 because you're doing a lineup low and you're like thinking you're having a heart attack. And you might be having a heart attack if you're doing a lineup low.
Well,
trust me, that does
in that
happen.
Situation, though, maybe that's okay.
Maybe you should just do, you know what, if you're going to go do a lineup low, go do it in the ER. So then at least that way, if you have a heart attack, you'll be right there. You won't have to call 911. And then I'll have a great story to report on next time we do a show, which will be man arrested for doing a line of cocaine in local ER because someone on a stupid internet radio show told him to do it.
Let's see what happens when we spin the wheel for that guy.
Oh, I can't wait to get a brand new wheel. That will be great. I don't know. What is
he
that?
He won.
He won, lose a turn? I don't know. Where's the pointer? What's the pointer? I don't know where the pointer is.
It's at the hole. He won basically.
Is it really the hole, or is it just where we decided it was the hole?
It's the hole.
It's just the hole. That's
the
it.
Hole. We do need a new wheel.
That's a janky wheel.
Hey, I got this wheel in Champaign.
I know where you got that wheel. You got it from that thrift shop in the in the debunked mall. Yeah.
It's not moldy, so it's and it's still
no.
Got
that's
a price
true.
Tag.
That's 50 true.
Cents.
50 cents. 50 cents is a good bargain. Stitches can attest to that. 50 cents is a great bargain. All right, so we're gonna move on to the next story of the night. Our second story of the night comes from Yahoo News.
Yeehaw!
Tells us when an acorn can be deadly in Florida. A Florida sheriff's deputy is seen on video opening fire on a black man who was searched, handcuffed, and placed in a patrol vehicle after the deputy mistook the sound of a falling acorn for a gunshot. The body camera video released Monday by the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office shows the deputy yelling, "Shots fired!" multiple times as he fell to the ground and repeatedly fired into the back of the patrol car. Marquise was suspected of stealing his girlfriend's car earlier this morning and was restrained in the back seat of that car. The window shattered as bullets flew around the patrol car. Marquise was unharmed, but the incident left him trauma. You bet I'd be traumatized, too. I'd be shit my pants. I'm like, I'm actually, to be honest with you, I'm really surprised. Because I saw the video, and I think a lot of people saw the video for this. The dude, like, unloaded twice into the back of that vehicle. It's amazing that this man did not get hit by any bullet. He had luck that day. He says an ambulance took him to the Fort Walton Beach Medical Center, still in handcuffs, to be checked for injuries. Marquise says he was taken to the Okaloosa County Courthouse and sat in the cell for hours. Eventually, he was released with no charges. Investigators sat down with the deputy 3 days later after the incident to conduct an interview. The deputy said he heard what he believed was a suppressed weapon as he reached for the rear door handle of his patrol car. He felt an impact on his right upper torso area, according to the internal investigation report. The deputy was shown still photos from his body camera video of the acorn bouncing off the roof of his patrol car, the internal investigation report says. Investigators asked whether it was possible the noise he heard could have been the acorn. The deputy, who has since resigned from the sheriff's office, has not been charged.
Oops. It was that fucking squirrel up above there. Ooh.
It is the squirrel. It was. Now it's time for sexy time stories. This is your favorite one, Joe. I don't think we got a picture of this one.
Oh, yes, we do.
Oh, we do got a picture of that. Is that a winner for you, Joe, with that haircut going on there?
You know,
that almost looks like a rug, almost.
You know what's funny, though? Picture number one from the first story, that looks like his son.
I see. Well, of course, yeah. He's about 30 or 40 years younger. That's probably what he'll look like in about 30 or 40 years with the addition of the tattoos. But yeah, probably. So anyway, while we are leaving our listeners to try to figure out what the fuck we're talking about, because this is only radio, our final and naked Florida story of the night comes from the Monroe County Reporter and tells us about one happy customer. A Florida man was arrested for exposing himself and shoplifting at a Macon Metaphysical Supply store on February 6th. According to the incident report to the Bibb County Sheriff's Office, Sergeant Smith was dispatched to the Bohemian Den, a metaphysical supply store, after a call from store employees. Staff members told Smith that a man, later identified as Robert from Kissimmee, Florida, walked into their store around 5 minutes before closing and said it was cold outside and needed to warm up. They noticed after the man was wandering around the store for a few moments that he had a bulge in his pants that wasn't there when he came in. An employee confronted Webb and told him to return what he had stuffed in his pants. Yeah, so, yep, so he took out 2 candles, and she still saw a bulge. And when she asked him for the merchandise, he pulled down his pants, exposing himself, and then left the store, walking up 3rd Street. Yeah, but he was arrested.
Wow.
Yeah, they didn't say much more, but that's how it goes in Florida. Show me the merchandise, and he showed her the merchandise, and now he's sitting in jail for it. So unjust, so unjust. Remember, folks, if you is up in Florida, don't be showing the merchandise. That will get you arrestified. Anyway, that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime.
But we are some unique people ourselves.
813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't forget me and Roger too. Why don't you be a part of our UniQ studio experience? You can chat during our live broadcasts. Visit chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname in chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale the biatches. In just a minute,
I'll let you start conversing
about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
And you know, Anthony, I think I finally fixed my camera issue. It was the white balance setting.
I see.
Constantly adjusting for the colors. Uh-huh. It didn't want to do that because it just said, okay, I gotta constantly keep a standard white. So any other color would just get washed away into white.
Don't get washed away into the whiteness.
I'm turning green, I'm turning blue, I'm turning red, I'm turning cyanic.
I think that's a good show title. Don't get washed away into the whiteness.
Don't get washed away into the whiteness. Okay, let's do it.
Unless you got a different one.
No. I just need to find where we're at. There we go.
We are in the show. We are currently in the show. We are in the plethora section.
Don't get washed.
We have 5 minutes and 53 seconds until the ugly lights.
Away into the whiteness.
I am repacking my bowl.
Is whiteness with a hyphen or just whiteness as
just all one word? W-H-I-T-E-N-E-S-S.
Okay.
I think that actually is a real word, too. If not,
and that is
we'll make it a real
word.
294.
With a dash.
Yes. Dash. Dash space. Dash space. Yes.
Because last title was just Fragments of Middle Age.
Yes. Without the dash.
So, no dash. As a 50-year-old, I am considered now a senior citizen. How does this work?
You're a senior citizen, I think, when you, like, start to reach, like, 60, 65? I don't know.
Even though I can join AARP now.
Well, yeah, but AARP, that's for retired people, and you're not anywhere near retired people.
But I could be if I had such an income to retire at.
Well, yeah, if we were all born with a silver spoon up our ass to retire at 50 and didn't get fucked over by other CVOs that wanted other silver spoons up their ass, we'd all be much better place.
Say I was an astronaut and I suffered a major radiation sickness, and when I came back, I had to retire and I couldn't work anymore because I was sick.
Jesus, that sounds miserable. Can you just not pick something better than that? My God, like, I'm suffering from radiation poisoning, and that will cause me to retire. And actually, well, you actually wouldn't retire. You would just go on, you would go on Medicare. You go on Social Security.
Yeah, you would go on leave.
You would go on leave. Yeah, you go on Medicare. Yeah. Yeah, you go on medical leave. Yeah, you only get that when you get, like, do the early retirement at 62 or 63 or something.
I hope to be able to work until the maximum. I think whatever this, I think it's somewhere in the 70s range, 72. And then, you know, claim as much as I can on the Social Security, if it still even exists.
Yeah, I'll be surprised. Age. Yeah, that's what's going to kind of.
I mean, I'll let you know, Anthony.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think we'll all know. We'll all know, trust me. Don't get me wrong. We'll all know when it's time for us. We'll be like, uh-oh. What the fuck?
You know, but, yeah, you know, the economies of the new age are here, and it's an unfortunate thing of you just have to get used to it.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
You know, going into tellers is an aged thing.
Oh, there's no such thing as tellers anymore. My God, my one bank totally got rid of the whole teller thing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I went away from the bank, but yeah, it's one of those things where the banks are just, they went tellerless. It's all like automated machines.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, but I think there's still, in some ways, there's always going to be, until or if the government decides that physical cash is no longer going to be printed. And it all becomes digital. But
I mean, they've just started. I mean, oh yeah, I've received the 30 work credits and need to receive benefits. Anyway, I'm looking at my Social Security thing.
Oh.
Yeah, my full monthly benefit retirement at age 67 would be about $2,600.
A month?
Yeah. If I delay at 70, I can get $3,200. And that is your maximum, 70.
70, okay.
70. 70 is delayed. If we can make it to 70, you know, hey.
Well, it's possible.
But then, I mean, if your annual salary goes up, you know, let's say my future annual salary increases, it increases my, you know, so it a lot of times, a lot of this also varies by how, you know, how much you make until you know, get there. And I'm hoping to make, you know, more than I make now, you know, over the course of the next, you know, 20, 30 years.
I think we both will.
If I went on disability, I can get $3,000 a month. That's actually not bad. Ow! Ow! I hurt.
Oh, no.
Roger ran over my foot.
Oh, no.
Get HR on the line.
Roger.
Wow.
Roger, you screwed up my foot. I got to go on disability. Wow, that's actually pretty
nice. Fuck you, Roger.
Oh, goodness. So, you know.
I haven't logged into Social Security in so long.
It's the same. It uses the same ID me as the tax thing does. It's all the same system.
I was able to get in with another method, though. I didn't use that. Yeah. Okay, so my monthly benefit at full retirement age 67 will be $2,300.
Okay.
If I want to retire at 70, I will be looking at $2,951.
Okay. Which will probably be worth about $800 a month now.
Yeah. If I became disabled, I could do $2,454 per month, which, that would pay rent.
It'd pay rent, but you still have to work, though.
But would I qualify for all the ugly light benefits?
All the ugly light benefits? Joe, you always qualify for them. Everyone qualifies for the ugly light benefits.
That would be a great future show title, folks. Remember that.
We can change it now if you want.
No.
Yeah. Ugly light benefits. Let me find my spot in the scripting here. Hey, folks, the ugly lights come on, and there appears to be a trans-dimensional portal opening up in the studio. Yeah, right. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
You know, my next statement is very evergreen. Hopefully that wasn't coming from my butthole.
God, I hope not, too.
Anyway, we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show.
You can make your commute more commutable. Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. on Eastern, and Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. on Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch Headphone Meditations on Saturday nights, Classic Radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, Hot Dance Mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday, T-Dance, and we may be getting some Mr. DeBose maybe joining us again soon.
Yay!
At some point. So it looks like he was dealing with some life issues, so he needed to take some time off. But it won't be regular, but he may be getting us a couple new things from time to time right now. But everything seems to be doing well on his front.
Good.
So we're all doing well, but we will be hearing some more headphone meditation, some newer stuff in the future, it sounds like. So that's a great thing.
And since you're already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in Chiampa Radio's Technic audio programming with extra perpetual procedures? How do I do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned in to Chiampa Radio. That's right. Maybe it's your fun and feisty dildonic smart speaker with perpetual oof thrust. Or maybe it's your titanium-plated Bluetooth-enabled commode with bidet and last podcast recall at a touch of a button. Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening.
Oof. God. That gas station sushi did not sit well with me.
Made me burp.
It does something, doesn't it? It definitely does something.
What a fun show tonight. Thank you, Anthony.
Yes, this is a fun little show. I definitely agree. And, we'll be back. We're trying to do every 2 weeks. It kind of gives us some time, to R&R on the weekend or on our days off.
If we do take breaks, here's the thing. We come back with a good energy and we can go at it for a little bit. And it's okay to take a break once in
absolutely,
a while.
Absolutely. So, we'll try to stay to our regular schedule. So just stay tuned to our channel and our website, and you'll see as we come through. But we try to squeeze something out every 2 weeks and, make it from there. Anyway, folks, thank you for tuning in tonight. Check out our blog at chiampa.org. If you are interested in recasting this show, contact us at playus@chiampa.org. Remember, folks, don't call 911 after you get a candle stuck in a tower if there's an acorn nearby. I don't know what the fuck that even means. Have a good night, a good week. Find out where Dick White's at. And stay tuned for This Way Out with a G for grope.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E. Ba-whoop. Ba-weep.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.